Welcome to the second episode of the After Hours podcast. I'm your host, Heikel. Today we are joined with the usuals, Gabriel.
Hello.
Anirudh.
What's up?
And Damak.
Smells like up dog.
So, how are you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
There and there. Weekend's ending.
Pretty decent. Yeah, like Anirudh said, it is the end of a weekend.
Yeah, ending of a weekend, the school week's just going to start again. So, I was thinking today we could be talking about our school encounters and just random experiences we've had over the years.
That'd be good.
That's a good idea?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, Gabriel, what about you? Any school experiences?
I have quite a few, but for the sake of it, for the sake of a school week starting, I'll keep it short. Back throughout the years, I had a awful English teacher.
Don't name him.
One day, my classmate, who is my very close friend, was working on another subject in English class. Something you should know about this English teacher. Sorry?
As we all do, yeah. Eventually.
Because we're model students, of course.
Yes, that is.
Yeah, speak for yourself, bro.
One thing you should know about this teacher was that he was quite strict with everything. You yawned without his permission, he got mad. You drank water without his permission, he got mad. You stretched without his permission, he got mad. You looked at the clock wrong, he got mad.
He would lose his I think we all know who this teacher is.
Yeah, right. I mean, I've only had him once as a sub for Spanish.
All right, so back to the story. My friend was working on his geography work in English, and he kept on asking me for help since we were in the same class. I gave him a single tip on how he could make it better, and in that span of 5 seconds where we were talking, he heard us. And he said, "You two, come outside."
Wow, instant 0 to 100 right there.
That's like
you two, like stream. You could hear him from the other side of the school. He shouted at us. So he brought us outside. I mean, he said, he proceeded to say how awful we were doing and how if we didn't pull our weight, he was going to hold us back. And then we went, I thought, first of all, you can't do that. I want to hit you in the face so hard right now, I don't even care if I get suspended. But I kept it in. So he finished telling us off and told us to, you know, pull our weight and get serious, which we were doing. And then we went back in. My friend apologized to me because he said, "I'm sorry, it was my fault, but I was too scared to talk." And I don't blame him.
Yeah.
So
teachers like that is like very like intimidating at times. So you just want to get it over and done with.
I mean, when I had him for a sub, all he talked about during the whole period was about like stinky feet, like his friend's stinky feet, like that he had on some sort of backpacking trip throughout some European country, or I don't know. It was just weird, you know.
Andrew and I had the same teacher, so like, Andrew, want to share some experiences with him?
I mean, look, there's a key feature we're not getting, right? Gabriel is not the most valid guy to talk about when it comes to teachers getting softened. So you need to understand that this teacher was good at English, and he taught that well. But he is, Gabriel is right for once when it comes to teachers, that man would not handle anything but pin drop silence. It was tragic. You listen to me. You know how he said if you looked at the clock different, like I just stretched, but it looked like I was looking at the clock. All the hell broke loose. Man shouted, like, "How are you like this? Why are you looking at the time? You want the lesson to end? Why are you like this? You're going to fail your English GC." Just because I stretched. It was like, I'm not gonna lie, if we did the English GCSEs, he would have been the only reason I passed. But it was hell, because the only thing, like, in that lesson that was good was his teaching. Like, you can't, because he got pissed off at absolutely everything. But, yeah.
I mean, from what you're describing, it sounds like he just snaps at random moments, like...
Yeah, it kind of just sounds like he just goes at any student for, like, no absolute reason.
Yeah, it seems like he just has his moment.
Like, I'd say, like, he has his moment. Like, there was an extent where I have to say that Gabriel was to blame, or I was to blame. But that was only, like, 50%. Yeah. The other 50 was just pain.
Pain. So,
speaking
Heiko,
of which, yeah, speaking of yeah. which, this kind of reminds me of, like, my English teacher. I think we all have that one teacher that just speaks in a monotone volume.
Oh, I yeah. think I've at least had one of those, yeah.
Yeah,
Mr. yeah
computer
all,
science.
We've had at
oh
least
my
like
God.
Yeah. One of the worst subjects for that is, like, to be honest, in my opinion, is English.
Yeah. English itself is already boring. So,
yeah,
like, cuz
English itself is, like, tiring and, like, boring if you don't find it interesting, right? So just yeah. imagine having a monotone teacher just go on and on about, like, Shakespeare.
Oh. Yeah. Christ almighty.
Yeah,
no one voice.
It's just so goddamn tiring and whatnot, but I did pass thanks to him, so I'll give him credit.
I mean,
to that,
we're not trying to diss these teachers in any way. It's just they were
yeah.
I mean, most of the time they're really good at teaching. It's just their style kind of isn't the best, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, they're good teachers.
Yeah.
no doubt
definitely.
Our teacher was extremely good, but only in the teaching aspect.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it
yeah,
like
personality-wise, I guess, horrible. Absolute.
At least the students.
At least the students, yeah. They're probably, like, go partying, like, on the weekends.
Yeah, just vibing. that idiot of a student.
just as us on the weekends.
Yeah. Can't blame
him. Demac, didn't
yeah?
you go to another school before our current school? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I went to a boarding school called KTJ. Yeah. I mean, I went there for a month, so I didn't really get the full package. I'll be honest, the reason I agreed to go there is because I wanted to stay closer to my sister. But, you know, homesickness took over.
So wait, what was it like there? Like, students and stuff?
A lot of Asian. I made, like, one of my best friends that I made there, or maybe my only best friend there, was white, and still a player. He's like my best friend, dude. And basically all the other Asian kids would, like, hate him because he would be such a good player. Basically, he'd attract all the Asian girls, like, and it, oh god, it was so.
This is one of those students, huh? Like the ones.
Yeah.
That
no, but the thing is, all that hate.
One
was
of them is on the call.
Oh,
Shade. Find out next time on who's that one, right?
Yeah, for legal reasons, that was a joke. That was clickbait. You are not gonna find out who of us is up there.
maybe we aren't. Find out next time.
I mean, thing is though, all the hate that he got was really unnecessary because he was super chill. Like, you know, he was the nicest guy you'd ever meet. He did go partying a lot, but we won't talk about that.
So it's like he just got attacked for no reason, although he was a
joke. Yeah, basically.
Guy.
Yeah, he was so chill, but just because he was white and he was like really good with girls, like he was just hated. They even called him a man slut.
Oh damn.
Yeah. I guess that's what kind of bonded us together as well, because I was maybe one of the only people. I think mostly expats from other countries also.
It's like they like become friends first, like, because they're
yeah.
in a foreign environment. Yeah. Basically. I think that's what happened to us, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think what's good about our school is that, I mean, most of the time we don't separate by ethnic groups, because in Malaysia, the Chinese will hang out with the Chinese, the Malays will hang out with the Malays.
Yeah, like in certain countries like Malaysia, they do like separate to their own like groups due to race and stuff, because they just do that. It's like an unspoken thing.
I think just a sense of familiarity.
Yeah.
Well, in our school, at least we're all just, you know, different races. There's like no fixed race because it's a school.
Yeah.
It's a private school for mainly for expats. We have like a grand total of like five people from the home country, at most.
At most, yeah. Basically.
I think it was like towards our when we were in year 9 is when they just started allowing people from the country itself, like those people, to join. Because before that, I don't think there was much people.
Yeah, well, speaking about what the Mac was saying, like that anxiety and stuff of being hated. A good way to relieve that stress and stuff is to watch TV shows and stuff. So have you guys seen any good TV shows and stuff? Like, tell me about them.
Not lately, I haven't. I don't know about you guys.
There is this. If you guys remember the Haunting on Hill House, right?
I've heard of the scary
one, right? From
the
sequel just released.
Oh.
Yeah, like the Haunting of Bly Manor is like pretty good.
I've only watched like a couple episodes of Haunting. Never stuck with it, but it does sound like a good show.
It personally, it does look promising. But just catching up on some like TV shows and stuff. Nothing too interesting, that is.
I mean, I haven't been watching many TV shows, but I did complete the whole of the Fast and Furious trilogy, or sorry, franchise, earlier this week. It was a blast, I'll tell you that much.
It was a blast.
It was a blast.
Can you speak fluent Japanese now since you saw
Tokyo
Drift?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. They barely spoke Japanese in there, man.
I know.
Mostly Sean with his southern accent. Gaijin.
Yeah, but the Tokyo Drift was, like, in my personal opinion, Tokyo Drift was the best out of the entire trilogy series.
Personally, my favorite. True. I think for me and Heiko, maybe it's because we're more biased to JDM cars, so, like, Japanese.
Yeah, that's true.
Cars. So what about you guys?
Any shows? I finished what's it called? I finished watching Modern Family. Since it came on Netflix. And, you know, like, the 11th season dropped a few weeks back, so I watched that as well. Like, I decided to just binge watch the whole thing. I'm not gonna lie, it's like real life Family Guy done well.
I think it's less bolder.
And it's less, less darkish humor, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, bolder.
There's no laughing add-on like in Friends where they just abuse that button.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's true.
Yes, true.
That is true.
Anytime there's a laughing track, I stop watching.
Maybe not all the time.
You wouldn't be watching the show.
Friends was an okay TV series.
Yeah, it was okay.
It wasn't
How I Met Your Mother did it better.
How I Met Your Mother.
Actually, the laughing track used there is fine. I'm fine with that. But
yeah.
Friends, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Friends didn't do it as bad as a certain show called The Big Bang Theory, which I have to say is such a great show. But I swear, the laugh button goes for more time than the main character's actual lines. It is scary. Say hi, and it's just... Oh my god.
Does your mic cut off like cut midway off. There? It's so perfect.
Yeah.
Hey guys, my mom died.
Bazinga!
Bazinga!
Oh my god, Sheldon!
The current show that I think I am most hyped about, like Frigate Money Heist, or like Riverdale, or like any of the new like famous shows, is probably Lucifer's new season. Yeah.
I've never seen Lucifer.
You should watch it. I'm planning
to watch the new season. What's it about?
The devil.
Lucifer, bro.
I'll explain it. Alright, basically, the description, I think, is Lucifer takes a break from guarding hell to take a vacation in the Sin City, Los Angeles.
The city of angels.
He just got bored of guarding, hell and just came to fight the people on Earth.
Oh, okay. Is he a player?
In the newer seasons, they explain, because every human has their own hell to deal with, time in hell is so much slower. So that means, so that means he's going to be there for, thousands of years. and then it's like a day passed in Earth. So like,
oh my god.
So we're using that analogy, and let's point out that he's been in like hell for 2,000 human years. In hell, no. So he's been there for billions of years, just
he's bored,
watching other people suffer.
Holy guacamole! Now that's a crazy premise.
Yeah, by the way,
now it's a love story. Now it's a love story. It's a rom com based on a, like, it's a very interesting twist on a normal detective show, which I quite like. Right.
Have any of you seen Peaky Blinders by any chance?
I tried to watch it.
It looks promising. It generally looks promising.
My dad said it's a 10. It's a 10 on 10. And he rates it quite harshly.
It looks interesting, and it's based off, like, apparently true stories of the British
mafia
sort of thing. It's based off the gangs.
Yeah, like, I think 1920s, maybe, I think.
Yeah.
Got what the name for it was.
But it looks pretty promising. It's on Netflix.
It's a little too long for me, that one episode, that first episode. I finished pretty long.
I mean, there are only two other shows that I put in the same category as Lucifer, if I were to say on perspective. Like, as a top five comes in, I'd say maybe Lucifer. I'd have... Sherlock, the one with Benedict Cumberbatch, who, by the way, is the ideal Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, I have to agree with that.
I do love that show.
Suits, like, except for, like, it had a drop in, like, in a few seasons. There was that one. Yeah. Suits, yeah. And maybe, if anything, I'd say the other two shows would be Money Heist, even though it's kind of dropped too, and Breaking Bad. Those would be the five.
Right. I think also another show that it's not new, but like I've rewatched it and I can keep watching it for like however long. It's Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is really good.
I love that show to death. I can just watch it anytime. It's so good. Like,
it's like one of those comedy shows. Like, no matter like where you start or end up with,
yeah,
right, you can just watch it and just have a good laugh at it.
Yeah, I like shows that don't follow like a story. More, it's kind of like each episode is a story in itself. You get me?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I'm different. I prefer like a story. It doesn't have to be linear, but I just need a story.
That's fine. Yeah, obviously.
Just to capture, you know.
Yeah, I think, but also that's also probably why I haven't really watched a lot of anime. It's usually because most of the time it's sort of story driven.
It's always story oriented. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So I can't really watch.
Speaking about like Netflix TV shows, Netflix has really been adding a lot of new anime. So
that
like,
is true.
Oh that yeah, they true. Do it in Malaysia.
In Malaysia, I mean, like, they have like countless of classics from the what's it called, Ghibli Studios.
Oh, that is true. Love it. Love it.
Like, I'm checking the Oman one right now. And Charlotte is number 2 on trending. Which I was surprised.
Oh, really? Charlotte?
Yeah, like, I was surprised. So, like, we can maybe talk about that next time. So, thank you for watching, and tune in next time to meet our 5th member. Our 5th. Sorry, our 5th member. And...
we'll pretend that never happened.
Yeah. Cut it out. Our 5th member...
For legal reasons, it never happened.
Yeah, our 5th member... And a special guest. So, as always, sorry for wasting your time, and bye, guys.